It is now 2 p.m. downtown Toronto, City Hall, and we are waiting for the parade to finally get to Nathan Phillips Square. This is a special championship parade edition of Overdrive with Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, and Jamie Noodles McLennan, brought to you in part by Access Storage. Again, we've got some audio we want to get to here in just a moment because there are so many media members down here.
Apparently, there's a lot more media members than I thought in this media area up here.
There are so many floaters walking around.
Oh, my God.
Carlo Koliakovo's here with us, too. Carlo, you've been here since, like, 5 a.m.
5 a.m., buddy.
When did the floater rate start to move up?
I would say around 11:30-ish.
Yeah. That's when it really started heating up.
Just people just started to float away around up top. I mean, you talk about this area up here, too. And then the food started to disappear. There was a food area back there with a tent just full for media members, and
gone.
Friend of a friend, that's what it is. Friend of a friend situation.
Yeah, everyone has access up here if you want it. So anyway, once the Raptors...
Let's go Raptors!
All right, Matt Devlin is just yelling like it's so loud.
He just said that there was some... people climbing the media towers.
That doesn't surprise me. This is the movie The Purge. We're dead.
He was asking people to refrain from stop climbing the media towers.
We are in big trouble if they get up here. We are in big trouble.
Jeez.
Because, again, we're on the south end of City Hall and Nathan Phillips Square. We're basically on Queen Street looking north, and the stage is right there by the two big half-moon buildings, and it's going to have the Raptors up there at some point, and once they get up there, we will have full coverage and fully uninterrupted, commercial-free coverage of the stage and every player and every coach and every management type. But the media, there's a lot of floaters around. There's also a bit of a VIP section going on.
Yeah.
And I guess Nazem Kadri is here, and I don't know why he didn't get the memo that they're probably not going to be up on the stage till after 3 p.m. because I think Nazem's been here for like 5 hours.
Where is he? On the left there?
He's up there on that podium
there. I see.
And our buddy Gurdeep Ahluwalia is in the house. Gurdeep is here from CP24, and he's doing a bunch of different interviews, and he caught up with Nazem Kadri, and here is Gurdeep's conversation with Nazem Kadri.
This is incredible. That's why I wanted to come. I wanted to support, obviously, the Raptors being a local team, but... you know, this is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, and the city of Toronto definitely deserves it.
You know, I think one of the things that really makes fans happy is when they see teams supporting other teams in the city, whether it be the Blue Jays or the Leafs or the Raptors, what have you. What's the relationship like between the Leafs and the Raptors? I mean, you guys are sort of cousins, for lack of a better term.
Oh, it's great. I mean, that's you know, half the reason why I get so involved, because I know a few of the players. You know, I'm around the team fairly often, obviously playing the same building. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to... you know, surround myself with this, you know, championship atmosphere. And, you know, as a player, I think that's something that's, you know, very inspiring and motivating for myself.
All right, so you're a hoops guy. You obviously followed the Raptors pretty closely on this run. Has it sunk into you that this is real? Because, I mean, I think a lot of Torontonians and a lot of Raptor fans were thinking, okay, making the final is sort of Toronto's championship, because no one ever really gave the Raptors a chance to get past Golden State, and here we are.
Well, I think up until this point, it was kind of, you know, some background noise, and you didn't really quite, you'd have to pinch yourself. But seeing everybody here, you know, repping the Raptors and seeing them in red and supporting the city, you know, for how hot it is and under these circumstances, people to be putting in shifts out there, I don't know how they do it, but, you know, it's something, you know, the support's crucial.
Did you continue to watch the Stanley Cup Finals after the Leafs went out?
I did. I had some friends, you know, obviously Bozak's a really good friend of mine, and, you know, I was kind of rooting for him the whole time, and just to see him win and be on top and kind of seeing videos that he sent me, you know, of their parade, and, you know, it's pretty incredible, and, you know, hopefully, you know, I hope the Leafs are next.
You know, it's a bit of a revisionist history, but had the Leafs gotten past Boston in Game 7, some have sort of thought, you know, it's pretty logical the Leafs could have got past Columbus and Carolina. Could you even imagine the city with the Raptors and the Leafs both in respective finals? I think the top would pop right off.
That would be mind-blowing for sure. And, you know, it kind of sucks just knowing we had that opportunity. But it's easy to say that, you know, being on the outside looking in. You know, Carolina, Columbus, St. Louis, all very good teams that you would have had to go through. And none of those series would have been handed to. So, you know, kudos to the Blues. They earned it. But, you know, we're here to support the Raps today.
You know, obviously it's been a while for the Leafs, and everyone dreams of what a parade would be like for the Leafs. Does it sort of crystallize it in your head, make it a little bit more tangible to actually be sitting back and saying, wow, this is what it would feel like when the Leafs do it?
Well, that's why I wanted to come. You know, obviously, like I said before, just surrounding myself with this championship atmosphere and this mentality, I think it goes a long way for a player and for a team just to see how the whole process goes down. So, obviously, I want to support the boys and be here for them. They also wanted to just to get a little taste of it.
Obviously, a massive week coming up for the Leafs with the draft, free agency. What are you expecting to see?
I'm not too sure right now. I know just about as much as you would know. So, I'm concentrating on what I got to do to get better and to prepare for next season. You know, whatever happens, I'm sure the management will do a great job.
Any of the other boys out here today?
I think I'm flying solo. I think I'm not sure many guys are in town, but I had to be here for this one.
You didn't bring the cat, huh?
No, Jazzy's at home. She's watching it from upstairs.
All right, good stuff. Naz, thanks for doing this. Best of luck this offseason.
Thanks.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, so that's our buddy Gurdeep, who is the biggest Overdrive super fan of all time. Yeah. We love Gurdeep, and he had to ask Nazem Kadri about his cat.
Just to piss me off.
Just to rattle your cage. I don't think there's any doubt that was a planted question.
Didn't bring the cat, eh? No, well, never brought the cat.
Could you imagine that? You know there's somebody down here that brought, like, a pet bird in a cage, you know what I mean? Like, imagine you brought your dog. You're like, I got to bring my dog. Yeah, that's a great idea. Bring your dog right in the middle of the biggest crowd in the history of the city.
Yeah, I thought I read that it was, like, no umbrellas, no, like, you know, no backpacks and stuff like that. People were, like, limited to what they were allowed to bring into the square, either because of size or because of safety concerns.
Well, yeah, I mean, security clearly is the highest priority down here. There's so many people, and there's only so much you can really do, so you kind of got to bank on the people to help you out.
Exactly.
In a lot of different ways. We're live at Nathan Phillips Square. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, and Carlo Koliakovo. We're waiting for the Raptors to show up on stage, and this coverage is brought to you in part by Kelsey and Associates. We're going to have the reporters panel chime in on Masai Ujiri and on the Raptors in general. It's Josh Lewenberg, Steve Simmons, Dave Feschuk, and Bruce Arthur with their own commentary on what went down this past spring. So we'll get to that and more coming up live from City Hall. A special championship edition of Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.
No matter how you say it.
And it's over! The Raptors have their first championship.
They dethrone the dynasty.
Now Warriors just inbound and that's it. There's a new NBA champion and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. The Toronto Raptors are the 2019 NBA champions.
We are the champs. And you heard it on TSN 1050. The world champion Raptors live here.
All brought to you in part by Peak Health Ontario. It's Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, and Carlo Koliakovo. Packed house down here. We have been at Nathan Phillips Square. Well, the three of us have been here since about 9 o'clock. Carlo, you've been here since about 5:30. Yeah. And it has been packed to capacity for well over 2 hours. They sent out, what's been amazing about being downtown, for those of you listening throughout the city, throughout the province, or throughout the country, I guess worldwide online, is that there are so many people down here. There's nowhere to move.
Yeah.
I mean, downtown Toronto is, we're talking about a massive piece of property, but it feels like we are separated by oceans from where these players are. Because we're getting all these emails from the Toronto police, from the fire department, from the news outlets saying, this street is shut down. The TTC is shut down. The Gardner had to be shut down.
Yeah.
All these different emails coming in. And it sounds as if, again, the parade and all the floats are trying to make their way up University. But there's no barricades, so people are just standing in the middle of the street. And all
who was on barricade duty? who was barricade guy?
I'll tell you who. Whoever put forth that Fox promo that didn't have Brooks Koepka in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The same guy.
Same guy who doesn't have food up here for us.
Did you not hear, though? Didn't Koepka, when they went to introduce him on the podium, they said wrong name.
Oh, did they? I didn't see that.
They called him Bryce instead of Brooks.
He can't get any love. he can't get any love. How about Jerry Woodland holding on for
I
the
know.
U.S. Open?
35-year-old Gary, there's still hope.
Oh, the flat-brimmed Jerry Woodland. I loved watching that yesterday.
It's funny, you made a joke that it's like they didn't have enough time to plan the parade, but wasn't the plane... Didn't they like plan the parade years ago? And like you would think that they miscalculated what the plane should look.
No matter how much, I don't care if you have 12 hours to plan a parade. You got to have the barricades. Well, I think it's like in the top 10 items on the checklist to have barricades.
Yeah, you need a place. You need barricades. You need security, yeah, and you need
and
food.
Buses.
That's
and
it.
Food.
Buses.
No, who cares? We don't need food.
The players.
I'm not even hungry, honestly.
The players showing
up. Oh, swallowed a June bug. Yeah. Going through the pass, he's fine. Yeah.
I had a turkey sandwich that some grit grinder was sitting on for 3 hours. Wanted to throw up when
just
I ate
moist.
It. Gross.
Just
it,
moist.
It's warmed gross. It up. Gross. Warmed it up in his pocket.
Yeah. Diaper guy had it in his shorts all morning, and then I had it in the afternoon. That was its cooler, diaper guy.
Well, I will say this. We're lucky because you were saying that you would pay $500 for Taco Bell to come up here. Could you imagine if you ate Taco Bell and you were in the middle of that group?
Oh, my God.
And you got to make a quick exit? Dude, that's not happening.
Could you imagine like an emergency exit? Like they have to fly a helicopter in because some guy's boiler exploded right in the middle of the crowd.
They got to lower the guy down in the yellow stretcher
to pick him up.
Like airlift him out.
Airlift him like he's at the top stretcher.
Like he's at the top of Mount Everest. Yeah. He's going to bring him out.
Take him to a rooftop at the DoubleTree there so we can have a moose.
We need paramedics in the air because this guy's boiler is about to explode.
Taco Bell smoke signal. Come and get me out of here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's happened. We haven't seen a helicopter yet, but somebody
Well, you know that there's somebody out there that's got to have a deuce right now, and they're looking around saying, where the hell am I going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere. You are trapped.
We already went.
You went.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of audio we want to get to here. We'll hear from the reporters who, you know, they're talking about Masai Ujiri, and, you know, we've been discussing that throughout the afternoon. Who's going to get the biggest pop? You know, who's going to get the most, basically, ovation, the biggest ovation?
Yeah.
Is it going to be Masai? Will it be Kyle Lowry? Will it be Kawhi Leonard? They're all going to get an incredible ovation. But Masai Ujiri is a guy that we've discussed a lot in this city for a long, long time. And we'll come back and we'll let you hear what the reporters had to say about the legacy of Masai, the work he's put in, the future of Masai Ujiri. We are live from Nathan Phillips Square. We're waiting for the parade to finally get up here. We've been waiting for hours, and it feels as if they're probably at least an hour away from hitting the stage.
Still.
I would think so. This
Noodles, you said 2:35,
I said 2:35. Oh, said 3:30. You said 3:30.
I think 4 o'clock, actually.
No, no.
4 o'clock, they're on the stage.
3:30, they're on the stage. That's my Jerry's, my Gary Woodland percentage.
Percentage. Gary Woodland, U.S. Open champion percentage. This coverage brought to you in part by Peak Health Ontario. It's Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, and Carlo Coliacovo live from City Hall. It's parade day in Toronto, and it continues right here on TSN Radio.
Tough shot, Kyle Lowry. 6-point Raptor lead.
To be able to say I'm a world champion, it makes me feel great.
Van Vliet, front court, shoots and hits another one.
We're NBA champions, so that makes you a super team. I'll take it.
It's Kawhi Leonard tracking it down.
It's just so surreal to me still. People don't even know.
Nice work, gentlemen.
The Raptors win their first NBA championship.
And you heard it all on TSN 1050. The world champion Raptors live here.
It is now 2:20 p.m. live from City Hall, downtown Toronto, a special edition of Overdrive, TSN 1050, and on the TSN app and, of course, on tsn1050.ca. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, and Carlo Coliacovo. It sounds as if the parade is making its way north of University. It has hit King Street, so it is at University and King. They should be up on stage, hopefully, in the next hour. Originally, the hope was the players and everyone would be up on the stage by 12:30. So you can imagine what's going on downtown. It is absolute bedlam down here. I've never seen anything like this. I was at SARSTOCK, and it has a similar feel, only instead of it just being isolated to Downsview Park, it's all over downtown. It's like going to Wonderland on the busiest day of the year at Wonderland, but times that by hundreds, if not thousands. It is absolutely crazy downtown. And this coverage is brought to you by Access Storage. The reporters are down here. Josh Leuenberger, TSN Raptors reporter, alongside Bruce Arthur from The Star, Dave Festruck from The Star, and Steve Simmons from The Sun. And they got together just a short while ago to discuss Masai Ujiri, the impact he's had on this team and this town. And here's what the reporters panel had to say earlier about Masai.
Let's talk about the architect, the guy that built this team, that made this all possible, Masai Ujiri. Bruce, you wrote about him the other day. He took some heat over the summer for some of the moves that he made. He put his reputation on the line, sacrificed some personal relationships, but he always said, we're going to win in Toronto, and guess what? He delivered.
One thing about this run is there were so many places where it could have gone in a different direction. Beyond even not trading for Kawhi Leonard, there were other deals on the table that they could have made for DeMar DeRozan that were turned down by other teams, including one of the Clippers, four draft picks. That was something that could have happened that could have changed the direction of this team. But going back before that, before he re-signed Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka in 2017, Masai Ujiri thought about rebuilding. He thought about rebuilding before 2016. He thought about firing Dwayne Casey after 2015. Masai Ujiri, along the lines, there's so many decisions that have to be made. And he didn't make always the right ones, but he made enough right ones over and over, not just on the court, but in terms of building the organization. And now he's a champion along with the rest of them.
But one thing that Masai does, and Bobby Webster in concert with him, they look at every possibility. They look at every possibility a second time. What happened right after they won the championship? Bobby Webster met with Nick Nurse about next year. They got right back at it. This is a group that goes over and over and over possibilities. And you look at it, no one in the history of the NBA has ever traded for a player on a one-year gamble, fired the coach of the year, and won a championship. It's an unbelievable story.
It really is, and I think the reason those guys are so restless and why they're always questioning is because, guys, we work in multiple sports with GMs, and you get the sense that a lot of them, they GM not to lose their job. Yeah. These guys are running an organization, and you know it, to desperately win. They just want to win a championship. They're not worried about losing the job. And I think it takes boldness, it takes security, because Masai Ujiri, I think, is of the belief he could probably get another job if he lost this one. But that kind of assuredness is what separates this management group, and I think that's why we're sitting here right now.
It's been a strange year for Masai, almost uncomfortable at times, because as we know, he's a showman. Few command a room and deliver a speech like Masai, but he's been uncharacteristically quiet this year, almost in the shadows, letting his team do the talking.
Well, I think from the beginning of the year, he made that passionate speech about Toronto and how it's no longer a place that people leave, it's now a destination. And he made that speech, and he sounded like he was running for mayor at the time. And then, yeah, after that, he disappeared. I think he let Nick Nurse become who he was going to be. He let Kawhi become who he was going to be as the main player on the team, really for the first time in his career. And we saw the offshoots of all of those things.
One of the things that Masai said at the beginning, he said, we're just going to be us. And that's not just Masai being someone that you believe in if you're Kawhi Leonard. It's about the organization, the medical staff, the front office, the coaching staff, the roster you've built, everything about the traveling party, everything about what has been built with the Toronto Raptors in anticipation of a superstar. For years, Masai Ujiri has been waiting to see if a superstar would come loose. And the names, like any name you can think of, Kevin Durant, DeMarcus Cousins, Jimmy Butler, he went over and over the league waiting for that chance. And you have to accumulate assets, and he did, in order to make the right deal at the right time.
I did a small sample size yesterday. I went back over the last 20 champions in the NBA. 19 teams had the mega superstar kind of player. The only one that didn't were the Detroit Pistons with Chauncey Billups and those guys. Every other team had a Kobe Bryant or a Shaq or a LeBron. Well, the Raptors had one or have one, depending on what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard and a championship with him.
Right, and I think that's the other thing I think that separates Masai Ujiri is he understands you don't need to build it the conventional way. But I think he had kind of non-negotiables about the types of players he wanted on this team.
Exactly.
You had to have mental toughness, number one. And you look at this team, every guy in this team, there's a reason why they're not high lottery picks, and no lottery picks, in fact. It's because they've all had to overcome build something. And I think that speaks to your point, Steve. How do you build it without the mega star? You build it with guys who don't quit, guys who don't give up. And guess what? The guys who do, you know, kind of lose a blank stare in a, under the spotlight, those guys got moved out of town in favor of guys who could perform when it mattered.
Yeah, there's another little small footnote to all this. When he traded for Marc Gasol at the deadline, Masai Ujiri wasn't sure he wanted to do that. Because when he traded for Serge Ibaka and P.J. Tucker in 2017, that was something that was going all in at the time for the Raptors, and it turned out terribly.
But they also wanted to get Mirotic.
Well, yeah, so,
and when he wasn't available, that's when
it wasn't even that they wanted to. Masai Ujiri went to bed thinking that he had Nikola Mirotic in his back pocket. He thought the deal was done. Woke up, it didn't happen. He called Memphis back after Mirotic went to Milwaukee. They had talked about Marc Gasol for two or three weeks. They just got to the finish line of the deal. And the one thing about Marc Gasol is what Dave talked about, a mentally tough player, an unselfish player, a good guy in the room, a guy who you could fit into a championship aspirational team, and he could actually fit.
And the other non-negotiable, basketball IQ.
Yeah.
The only reason this team could pick it up on the fly, be reconstructed at the trade deadline with a new starting center, and still win a championship, it's because every guy in that rotation, or maybe all but a couple, have incredible IQ to be able to figure it out on the fly, and that showed every night.
This was a good team in February, when Gasol came in and gave them all the possibilities and the intelligence and the calmness to everything else that was going on. They became a great team.
So Masai said he'll win in Toronto. The other day he told us they'll win again in Toronto. He guaranteed it.
All right, so that was our reporters panel. Josh Lewenberg, Bruce Arthur, Dave Festruck, and Steve Simmons. The estimations are coming in. Again, I don't know who is calculating this and who's putting together these numbers and where they're coming from. It's certainly not scientific. But the word spreading around online and throughout the media in downtown is that there are upwards of 2 million people downtown right now. And I mean 2 million people outside celebrating the parade. Because there's obviously a lot of people that live downtown and work downtown anyway. That's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about the guy who's still at the office trying to grind out a new deal. We're talking about people on the street, upwards of 2 million people. And I think what you're getting here, as the parade route makes its way north on University and eventually gets here, everyone behind it is probably following the parade. So the Lakeshore, they're just walking up the Lakeshore, and by the time they get on the stage here at Nathan Phillips Square, I got to believe we're talking, you know, I don't know, 10 kilometers, like, around the circumference of Nathan Phillips Square, where it's just going to be packed with people. Maybe that's a bit rich, but, I mean, we're talking from Yonge Street all the way to Spadina, likely.
Yeah.
From basically the water all the way up to Dundas, if not all the way up to Bloor.
Yeah. It's
basically all of downtown is just going to be packed with people because everyone that was down at the X,
they're following at home.
They're following at home. They got to get here. They can't get in close. They can't get up to the stage.
Yeah, I don't know how they're...
Although there's 7 million people in the media booth and only half of them have passes, so why not?
The more the merrier up here, baby.
But I will say, a KG veteran did deliver us some snacks.
Yeah. Oh, best dinner ever. Pringles and wine gums. Are we pimps or what?
Yeah, Pringles and wine gums.
And guess where I got it from?
Where?
Duffy's TV set. Because I knew that he would have food over there.
Well, you knew he shops at Bulk Barn, right? When you guys do your TV.
But the thing you know that him and I guarantee you, him and Lisa LaFlamme will be having Harbor 60 within an hour. Because they're the big shots. They're getting Harbor 60. They went. They went.
Blues.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else to go.
All right, let's just play the Brett Hall clip.
Yeah, we got to keep playing
the Brett
Hall clip.
We continue to reference it. And
tell whoever is back in the studio, don't talk, because when you talk, we can't hear it.
Yeah, just play the whole clip and let it breathe. Go ahead.
The Stanley Cup for this city. There is nothing more they have to do. So instead of saying... Let's go, Blues. We're going to say, we went, Blues. We went, Blues.
We went blues.
How about as soon as I say, don't talk back there, Steph gets in her ear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And loud.
Yeah, like just both of them have to talk.
Yeah, we get it. They're doing their jobs. We understand that. But
they're doing a great job back there, by the way.
Everybody. Everybody's on top of it. We're live again at Nathan Phillips Square.
Wow,
ahead of the championship parade. The mics are going to be heard. You got to hear them all over the city, basically.
Oh, yeah. You can hear that in Keswick.
That's coming through the mics.
Yeah.
This coverage brought to you in part by Access Storage, a special championship edition of Overdrive with Ryan Hayes.
I'm going to use that mic when I want dinner. I'm just going to yell out, Jimmy, fire up the Barbie.
I can't believe how loud that mic is. I'm not surprised. You need it. There's so many people that only so many people can get here, you know. People want to hear it all the way down University and all the way down Bay Street.
Well, they can. They can hear it.
We got to get an update from Kayla.
Yeah, we will. We'll get back on the float, and we'll get more into what's going on with the players because they've been on the floats for 4.5 hours.
Here's a question. Does each float have a urinal or a porta-potty?
Have to be underneath.
Those
buses have a...
You're drinking like some beer. Bus. That's going to go through you.
Well, you'll
piss yourself.
You'll lose Kawhi Leonard if he's forced to. If he ends up soiling himself, he'll be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, exactly. They'll
bring in a chopper for him.
Yeah.
That. This is Poeta. You just got to watch it happen.
The Toronto Raptors are the 2019 NBA champions.
The 6-6.
Canada, we brought it home, baby. We brought it home.
Kyle Lowry with the ring.
It's crazy. It's crazy right now.
Kawhi Leonard bringing a chip to the city.
Trying to get that Larry O.B. over there.
You heard it all on TSN 1050. The NBA champion Raptors live here.
How sweet it is.
All right, we are live from Nathan Phillips Square. The parade has been ongoing for well over 4.5 hours now. The plan and the hope was that the players would be here by about 12:30, and it's now 2:40, and I think they're getting closer to City Hall.
It looks like it's picking up a little bit from the visuals I've got on the screen there. They're moving at least.
Yeah, they're starting to move a little bit. Brian Hayes, Jamie Noodles, McLennan, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, and Carlo Koliakovo, brought to you in part by Access Storage. Let's head back out to the parade route. And on one of the players' floats, here is Lucas Meyer from News Talk 1010. Lucas, I mean, we've been here all day, so we haven't really been able to track it, but we keep getting reports that basically there's no barricades out there, and the fans are just loading up the street, and it's almost been impossible for the convoy to even get through.
It's very difficult. That's a good way of putting it. I can tell you, I'm on bus 5. We're approaching Richmond Street right now, and the police have a lot of work to do. They're trying to keep the fans apart from the buses, but a lot of the fans, especially back on Lakeshore, they were following the buses. And so you've got a lot of fans that are almost right on bus 4 that I can see. And what happens, guys, is that as the buses continue to go north here on University approaching Richmond, a lot of the fans that were lined up are deciding to follow the bus. So the police have really at their hands full because there's no gate separating the fans from the bus. And you're about to hear it here as Jeremy Lin steps up behind me. So that's why it's taken a lot. There's been a lot of crowd control. And there's been a lot of attempts to move people out of the way, and that's why they had so many stoppages. But I'm looking at Richmond right now, and we are slowly, slowly getting to Queen when they will eventually get to Nathan Phillips Square.
Have you picked up on any anxiety from the players that, you know, the crowds, anyone trying to climb up on top of the buses? I mean, have you seen anything truly crazy from the fans out there?
No, there hasn't been that. I can say that there hasn't been any attempts to mount the buses or climb through the doors on the lower level. The guys have been loving it. I mean, I'm on with Marc Gasol and Borland, Jordan Lloyd, and Jeremy Lin, and they have just had a smile on their face the entire time. They're absolutely loving what they're seeing. The only stuff that I've seen that's a little bit concerning is that because of all the people that are trying to trail bus 5, there has been a little bit of pushing and shoving with police at the end of the bus. Thankfully, there hasn't been, you know, a fight or anything like that, but there has been a little pushing and shoving as people are following the 5th bus. But other than that, things have been pretty calm. You've got lots of people, of course, watching from the condo towers. and elsewhere. So for the most part, it's been pretty calm.
Well, try to enjoy yourself out there, Lucas. Great stuff as always. We appreciate the update. We'll do it again down the road. There's Lucas Meyer from Newstalk 1010 again, who's on a team bus with Marc Gasol and Jeremy Lin and others. And it's again, we're talking upwards of 2 million people. And we discussed this in the previous segment. Everyone that started down at the exhibition,
yeah,
and everyone that was lined up on the lakeshore, once the parade went past, everyone's like, I guess I'll just keep walking with it. So they're walking behind them. And when you're trying to plan for a parade, and again, it's been the worst joke forever. All you guys do in Toronto is plan a parade. Clearly, they couldn't plan appropriately because...
Now, barricade guy was sleeping during the meeting.
Well, I mean, I guess in a way, how do you prepare for all these people that are behind it to continue to follow through? I don't know.
The streets are just flooded with people. How's a bus supposed to get through that?
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. You can't. You've got to stop. And until people get out of the way, you don't want to see anybody get injured.
Yeah, that's the... Safety is the utmost concern here. I know people are getting riled a little bit and upset, but ultimately, you want to make this memorable. You don't want to, you know, somebody gets clipped by a bus or something because you're trying to rush it along. It's unfortunate, but I feel bad for the guy who's the actual Raptor mascot. He must be working a lather up in that
thing. Look, they're showing him on the screen right now. He's been on the top of the truck.
How hot would it be in that mascot uniform?
He's diaper guy, for sure.
His underpants right in the trash. Right in the trash. Darren Dreger often says, right after Trade Center, right in the trash. You sit there for a 12-hour shift.
Yeah, there's no coming back. No coming back.
I think the Raptor, he's been waiting for this for 24 years.
Exactly. He'll live it out. No problem. It's worth it. But
you don't have an option. That's the thing, man. We've all been to Wonderland or Disney or something when it's scorching hot. And you can tell whoever's in there, they can't believe they accepted the gig.
Yeah, like, exactly. I know when I feel the beads of sweat going down my back. Big trouble. Big trouble.
Try being in a Raptor mascot uniform.
And you're dancing around and waving to people and stuff. It's not.
What do you think the players are thinking about this? Like a 4-hour parade?
No kidding. Like what would the average parade take? Like how long would it usually take?
I had a parade in junior, won the OHL championship, and there was maybe 5,000 people. It was 30 minutes long.
Well, yeah, I mean, you drive from one.
30 minutes.
The Carolina Hurricanes had one in their parking lot.
Yeah, they did. That's right.
They had one in their parking lot.
I honestly felt awful for them.
That was
embarrassing. Imagine, like, big cities like this, and they were tooting around the parking lot with a Stanley Cup. The parking lot!
I know. But
they worked! There's nowhere else to go!
But in St. Louis the other day, it looked like there was... I don't know.
They had barricades.
I know, but they did have barricades. Some people were saying it was 500,000 to a million.
Yeah,
and St. Louis is a city of about 3 million people, I think, a surrounding area, in the area. So the ratio, here's 2 million and what, 6 million people live here?
Yeah, you're talking about 6 million in southern Ontario and, you know, a lot more than that throughout the province and the country, people that feel connected to it.
And flew in.
Yeah, I'll
and
bet
that,
you.
And that Blues parade took less than an hour to go straight down Market Street into the square.
Well, that's the thing, though, about Toronto. Unless you're going to do it up Yonge Street.
Dude, it took them an hour to get 100 feet out of the exhibition place.
Yeah.
An hour to go 100 feet.
I guess, you know, we're going to get greedy here in Toronto with parades. Maybe that's the move next time is you just go all the way up Yonge.
Or just keep it on a lakeshore and finish it at the X.
But it's a learning curve. That's what it is. It's a learning curve. And it's a good learning curve to have. It'd be like, hey, last time... You know, we had 2 million people that showed up. It worked out, but barricade guy can't be asleep.
Next time we're doing it, next time we're doing it on a float. We'll be on a float.
Yeah. Overdrive on a float with a porta potty and pizza.
And Austin Matthews and the Stanley Cup.
Ooh. Are you calling that? That's nice. The next parade in Toronto?
Yes, I am.
I don't know. What?
There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah. I was going to say, what's a bigger... more odds the Raptors win again or the Leafs?
I think if Kawhi returns, the Raptors clearly are favored. Yeah. Clearly favored.
And by the way, the question's been tossed around here. People, fans are asking me, wait till you see this if the Leafs win. How much bigger can you get? You can't get any bigger than this.
Just because you didn't make it down, and I understand not everyone can. So there's going to be people listening that are driving home on the 401 or on the parkway or whatever, all over the city, all over the province. I'm telling you, it can't get any bigger than this. I can't imagine it can. Like, maybe because
you can't stop more people into this situation.
Well, you can't hear. Like, right. At Nathan Phillips Square, this is it. Like, this is as it has been at capacity for over 3 hours. No one's moving, no one's leaving, no one's coming, no one's going. But if the city is right, and again, I don't know who's making this estimation, but if they're saying upwards of 2 million people, I don't care who wins. I don't know how you get more than 2 million people downtown.
The only problem with this is probably, I'm predicting it's going to end around 7 p.m. when our show's over. How the hell are we going to get out of here?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to start walking towards Etobicoke. Well, honestly, I took an Uber here. I'm just going to start
walking. You're not getting an Uber home. Put it that way.
Well, I just have to walk out of this somehow.
Because the people movers are shut down, aren't they?
Well, through here, you're not getting on it. They're not sending a streetcar. They can't get a parade float through.
Yeah.
You think some Yahoo on a streetcar is like, excuse me.
But what about the subway?
My understanding is last time I checked, they were shutting down. Because there's just too many people kicking around.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that are trying to get in, trying to get out.
Yeah.
People that are blocking all the entrances.
Hey, we'll grab a nice dinner. I can drive you home after.
We can go to Harbor 60 with Duffy and Lisa LaFleur.
There you go.
They are getting Harbor 60 delivered. We just ate Pringles and candy for dinner, and they're getting Harbor 60 delivered.
No, and we had to steal it from them.
Yeah, you had to steal it from the TV truck.
No.
Yeah. Like, it's not like it was here waiting for us. You went over, had a conversation.
I talked to one of the cameramen and said, can I take this over for the pigeons at radio?
Yeah.
I said, yes, because we don't get food here.
Again, it feels like the parade route is finally making their way up north on University. I believe they're past Richmond, you know, moving past Richmond, Adelaide, Queen, and they're... Once they get past Queen, the next stop is City
Hall. Look at all those people. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's Masai. He's out. Masai's out of the... Is that Masai? I believe it is.
Is
out of the
Masai
trunk.
There's
Dougie Ford.
Old Dougie. You knew
Dougie tried
right
to get
there.
A stop. And Masai basically dusted him off like he was the biggest pigeon in Toronto.
He may not have known who he was. That's the thing.
Maybe not. But Dougie tried to get in there with a stop and chat. And that was a quick Heisman.
Yeah.
That's going to be a no guy for me. Courtesy of Masai. I mean, Masai can get away with anything he wants and do whatever he wants at this point.
You think Dougie was trying to ask him for his pass?
I doubt it. I hope not, for his sake. I hope not. Masai, I guess he's just like, I got to walk around.
Yeah, get me out of here.
I'm pretty sure, again, they're getting close here. So once they get up on stage, live coverage, uninterrupted, commercial-free right here on TSN Radio. This is a special edition, a championship parade edition of Overdrive, brought to you in part by Access Storage with Brian Hayes, Jamie Noodles McLennan, the O-Dog Jeff O'Neill, and Carlo Koliakovo, live from City Hall right here on TSN Radio.
They defied the odds.
2-0 series lead for the Bucks.
Faced adversity.
He's got a cut under his right eye, Matt.
Never quit.
They outlast two overtimes.
And were heroic.
Fall away for the win. Run it!
And now,
the Toronto Raptors are the 2019 NBA champions.
You heard it all on TSN 1050. The NBA champion Raptors live here.